This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. During the summer months, southern New Mexico hosts one of the largest bat populations in North America. The caves are now becoming more accessible to the public. KUNM's Rita Daniels checked them out and witnessed an annual event there that is blowing the minds of some biologists.
Okay, binos at the ready.
I'm ready, but I don't see anything.
Binos at the ready. That's the mantra of bat lovers and birders visiting the Jornada Bat Caves on the Armendariz Ranch just west of White Sands Missile Range.
These guys are late. What's going on here?
Why aren't they coming?
A few dozen people are anxiously hanging out on the lip of the cave, waiting for the bats to take flight.
Oh, I see one.
Woo. Oh, just saw another one.
The flying mammals are about the size of the palm of your hand with their webbed wings spread out. At dusk, they emerge from the caves to hunt for insects, taking to the air in what looks like a dark, vibrating plume.
Isn't that wild? See, it looks like smoke coming out of there.
It truly is a wild sight, with tiny bats zooming through the air every which way.
This is really cool to be right here with them. This is like up close and personal.
So up close and personal, in fact, that right at that moment, a bat that, for the record, was rather wet and slimy, landed on my hand.
That one that landed on you was pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
Tom Waddell manages the ranch. He says out of everything he's witnessed in Mother Nature, this experience takes the cake.
It's pretty impressive. This is like the caribou migrations or the big wildebeest migrations in Africa, you know. This is the most mammals you'll ever see in one spot.
This year, Waddell says biologists think there are about 8.5 million bats living in these caves.
One of the biologists told me like there's 260 bats per square foot on the walls of the bat cave. They're packed.
He says you can't predict what time they'll fly out every night. He's seen that vary dramatically. But he thinks they've figured out some sort of explanation for the animal's behavior.
In 93, we had no rain. In 94, there was no rain. In 95, there was only 3 inches. It was a really serious drought. They flew out of here at 5 o'clock because they had to go a long ways. And they had to stay out a long time to find insects.
When pickings are slim, Waddell says the bats fly as far as Las Cruces and Albuquerque to catch bugs. They can rev up to 60 miles per hour in sustained flight. This year, with all the moisture, though, he says they don't have to fly nearly as far to feast. But if the clouds of bats aren't amazing enough on their own, there's more. The bats aren't the only ones feasting here.
Oh, part of what we're hearing is the hawks.
Gail Garber describes a Swainson's hawk going in for the kill, trying to catch a bat in midair.
Yeah, watch. See, look at her. See, they're just diving right through there. They don't always get them, though.
Robin Silver says when Waddell, the ranch manager, told him about the Swainson's hawks preying on the bats, he didn't believe it. He's with the Center for Biological Diversity.
It's when he first told me about it, I thought it was just total BS. And I said, no, there's no way. Those birds didn't evolve that way. He goes, no, it's real.
Unlike falcons that hunt in the air, Swainson's hawks have thick bodies and are known to be prairie feeders, plucking most of their prey off the ground.
They hunt, you know, rodents or small rabbits. That's what they've evolved to do. They're hawks. They're not falcons. So this is really bizarre.
Silver says he had to see it to actually believe it.
So you could see the Swainsons. They're like 1,000 feet high. And then the bats came out, and then they're diving through the streams of bats and then reaching out. And you can hear the whack of them grabbing a bat. Yeah, it is one of the world's most incredible phenomena that you'll ever see.
An explanation for this? Well, Silver says Swainson's hawks are clearly opportunists, and this is a testament to evolution.
I mean, these bats have been out here for probably since the glaciers receded, so this population of Swainson's has learned at this time of year there's food.
Up until recently, only people studying the colony could come and see the bats since the caves are on private land owned by Ted Turner. But that's all changing. The Armendariz Ranch is starting to run eco-tours to the caves. But you'll have to wait until next year to get out there because the bats, along with the Swainson's hawks, are all flying south for the winter. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels reporting from the
Bat Caves
of South Central New Mexico.